The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for the Green Scene, and I'm joined now by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Sharks are getting bigger and fatter.
They are. And yes, we're returning to sharks again. We were talking about them a few weeks ago because scientists had discovered that great white sharks were probably one of the reasons for the extinction of the massive megalodon from our oceans. But even the sharks that we now know, the great whites and the tiger sharks, scientists have found they're getting bigger. And while it might seem not to be the case, this is really good news because as we've talked about before, these kind of apex predators are a very good indication of the health of an ecosystem. So when we see them doing well, it's a good indication that the place where they're living is probably doing well also.
Okay, now they don't have predators themselves, except mankind. So the sharks getting bigger, you'd imagine they'd be eating more of the fish, and that could not be good for the fish populations.
Well, you could think that, but the places where we're seeing these large sharks, so normally a great white we've seen them to grow to be maybe 4 to 5 meters. But in Hawaii and in French Polynesia, they're seeing sharks up to nearly 6 meters long. So these really are massive sharks. In fact, to put it in context, listeners might know that in the film Jaws, the great white, the model of the great white that they used, who was called Bruce, he was kind of artificially inflated in size to make it seem more dramatic in the film. And these sharks are kind of now approaching that size. But where we're seeing those sharks is in areas of marine protection. So they are places where we've put, you know, protections in place so that the sharks can't be hunted, but also so that we're not going in taking massive amounts of fish. And in reality, you know, the amount of fish that these predators are going to take is absolutely dwarfed by what humans take out of the ocean. So really, this is allowing things to rebalance in these areas. And, you know, while you wouldn't want to overemphasize, you know, that things are fine in nature when we know, you know, we're in the midst of a biodiversity crisis and we're not, I think it's really important that we highlight these stories, because what it shows is when we do put protections in place, you know, as we heard about with things like artificial reefs, nature does have this ability to recover.
Now, there have been shark attacks on humans and an increase. It was 52 in 2020. It went up to 73 in 2021. But your chances of being bitten by a shark compared to other things happening to you are quite low.
It's very, very low. And in fact, really, scientists are saying now, they're not even so much talking about attacks, which sort of give this impression that sharks are out there looking for us in the water. I mean, they're not interested in us, really. And as you say, the chance of being bitten or encountering a shark, you know, in a negative way is tiny, maybe 1 in 4 million. In reality, things like rip currents, you know, cars, you were just talking with Connor there, you know, all of these things are far greater risks. So even when we hear about these mega sharks and we might hear about sort of headlines that might make us nervous, we shouldn't worry. The reason for that small increase in shark attacks is probably because of actually the climate change, not its impact perhaps on the sharks, but its impact on us. As the weather gets warmer, we see more people heading to the sea. And certainly where we've seen an increase in shark attacks in Long Island, there was 5 in the last month. That's really to do with crowds and crowds of people being in the shark's territory in the ocean.
Now, another recovery in a species is the southern fin whale.
Yeah, again, some good news here. I mean, this is to do with the ban on whaling, which, as we know, most countries have signed up to now. So nearly 750,000 of these southern fin whales were killed over the last number of decades. So they really had disappeared from this traditional feeding ground in the Antarctic. But scientists have had 2 expeditions out to the area now, and they've seen 100 groups of fin whales, with some big groups of these whales, up to 150 of them at a time, all actively feeding. And whales are a really, again, important part of the balance of the ecosystem in the ocean, because, you know, they eat enormous amounts of fish, but actually their feces is a really important part in resetting the beginning of the food chain, because that's what things like phytoplanktons breed on. So a really interesting species as part of the food chain. And again, great news to hear that the numbers are going up when we put proper measures in place to protect them.
Now, we were going to talk about rock pools, but there's loads in it and we won't have time to do it justice this week. So we'll postpone rock pools and what we might find in them, Ruth. We'll perhaps do that next week. But thank you very much for joining us. And that is Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.